Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this very special bonus episode of Pappy's Flatshare. Now, this is not actually an episode of our podcast. We're giving you a little bonus treat. We're going to give you... Ooh, is right. Yeah. It's really good to have you here because I think that's the noise the listener dear will be making when they find out they're getting a bonus treat. It gives us a real portal into the real world, Clarky.
In a lot of ways, I'm as surprised as they are.
I appreciate we have just started recording this, and maybe I haven't exactly filled you in on what it is that we're recording, but that's very much the way I like to work. I tell you what, listen, if at the end of this you don't understand what's going on, then that'll mean I haven't done my job properly and we'll need to record it a bit more.
Oh, Matthew, you're assuming I've ever known what's going on.
Well, anyway, this is a little bonus sample of an episode we recorded with the trusty Hogs. Now, if you've listened to these episodes in sequence, the last episode that dropped into the main feed was the episode of Beef Brothers Cold Turkey that we did live at the Cheerful Earful Festival with Catherine and Helen and Andrew of the trusty Hogs. It was tremendous fun.
Chaos. Lots of fun. Lots of chaos.
It was total chaos, but I really, really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. But before that, we had recorded an episode of their podcast, Trusty Hogs, which was a Patreon only. They put it out. They put their live episodes out on the Patreon only. So here's a little treat for you. This is about 10 or so minutes of us with the trusty Hogs on stage. Now, they've already done, Andrew's done his stand-up. They've already done the sort of warm-up, I guess you'd call it.
Oh, yeah, it was baking. Such a hot warm-up.
It was roasting by the time we got on stage. And this is just a little sample of that. But we cannot recommend their podcast highly enough. It's really a wonderful listen.
Yeah, they're so funny.
They're two of the funniest people out there, and their podcast really is, it's great. You know, like the kind of the best podcasts, I think, of that genre are conversations you feel would be happening whether or not there was a microphone there. And I feel like that's what I really get from Helen and Catherine. They're two friends who both find each other ridiculous, and they're trying to square that every week. And I love it. I think they're absolutely brilliant. So you're in for a real treat. This is Clarky and I on stage at the Cheerful Earful Festival with the trusty Hogs. Enjoy it.
Please welcome to the stage, Over here, come close. Hey guys, was that the Hello. Most professional introduction you've ever had to a podcast?
Well, can I ask?
Yes.
Do we have to match your energy?
So I
because
do
a, I can't do that.
I'm so glad you asked, because I do a briefing outside in the corridor of our podcast, which is like, so she's had two coffees.
Do you actually know that's a joke?
No, that's exactly what I do. I just want to remind you, you don't have to match
sure,
our energy.
That's fine.
Okay, that's perfect.
Because we haven't had a
because
coffee.
the ones who try, oh, bless them, they get tuckered out so fast. 8 minutes in, you can see they're like, oh. So no, take it at your own pace, boys.
Sure, thank okay.
You, that's, please. Yeah,
that's this.
Can I ask you a question? Have either of you ever been to the Special Needs Seal Sanctuary in Cornwall?
No.
Or Donkey Sanctuary, boys, is it?
Huh? Those are the choices. Donkeys or seals, boys? Pick your poison.
Donkeys for me, please.
The donkey one is great. No, the Donkey Sanctuary in Devon, they've got a 24-hour live webcam. If you go on their website, and you can just see the donkey standing there like...
Wait, what are they like?
20, the whole year. Incredible. Incredible. Wow.
Are you offering to take us? I don't understand what's going on here. Are we going?
Oh, you're in Matthew. She's going to make you go. She's going to make you go.
Would you actually... I would genuinely love to. I'm sorry, I'm literally stuttering. So I'm like, if you two would genuinely like to go to the Donkey Sanctuary, I'll 100% go with you. Catherine can't come because her and my sister had a falling out. But like, 100%.
I was just my own self and she hated my personality.
Catherine needs to take a chill pill.
And you say we're going to solve people's problems tonight.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thank you so much for asking. So how it works is people write in their problems and we get around to them. We do, eventually. We definitely get around to them. And Andrew, where are you, Andrew?
Hello.
Hi, cutie pie. Are you going to come on and tell us a problem? In a moment. First, I want to check in with you guys. And I can see that
one. I'm so organised. Oh, my God.
All of it's out loud. Do you know that? All of it.
Was that your impression of...
Yeah, me.
Can I hear it again, please?
Or yes. Ask me a question.
Whoa, hey, no.
Ask me a question, I'll tell you no lies. I love the emerald oil.
That is very much sort of like Glamorgan via Kingston.
Yeah. Yes. It's so many accents and none of them are mine.
Yeah. Wait, I can do it. Give me the N word. I'm a bisexual cat. Yeah. Okay. My name's Catherine. I'm bisexual.
Now you're nailing it.
Yeah.
Could you do an impression, maybe? Well, I have a question before you do an impression of me. Which of you is the Helen, would you say?
Yeah. There's normally three members of Pappy's.
Oh my God, you left your
and
Helen at home.
Our Helen, unfortunately, is having a baby at the moment.
Yay, Tom.
Yay, Tom. Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's not having the baby.
What's that?
Like, he's not having the baby.
You're saying men can't have babies?
I'm saying men don't. Yeah,
good. Love that.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
I'm glad
define
you...
a man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give her a minute.
You're right.
Come on, Keir Starmer. So Tom's partner is having a baby, and we're swapping. You're doing our show after this.
Yeah, we've got 2 hours of this, lads.
Yeah, unbelievable. That's why I'm really pacing myself. Yeah,
that's why I haven't spoken yet.
But it's so clever. So you have two Catherines. They have two Catherines in their divide. That's quite smart.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, or we've just got a Ben and a Matthew.
No, I
think it's two Catherines.
There are two types of people in this world.
Yeah.
And we're the other one.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what kind of advice givers are you, please?
I think I'm very quick to give advice, and then I'm very quick to think, well, that was bad advice. But I don't say that bit out loud.
Great. Okay,
can I assume from Ben's reaction as well that you've been given advice by Matt a lot of times?
Oh, of course, yeah.
And what's the worst advice?
Yeah, what's the worst bit of advice I've ever given you?
Join a podcast with me? Yeah.
I got fooled for that one as well. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. How was your tour, sold out?
Yeah.
Okay. Behave yourself.
It's actually not if anyone's in Leicester on Tuesday. All the other dates next week.
Have you watched that documentary about the NXIVM cult?
What's the NXIVM?
You should watch it.
Oh, it's a sex cult. And that woman from the show about Superman.
Yes,
Smallville. Thank you so much, Smallville. Yeah. Got roped into it because it started out as like an acting, like self-help thing.
NXIVM.
And then they all got tattoos, but it turned out that they were his and her names, even though they thought they were like women's empowerment or something.
Yeah, they got people. It wasn't even tattoos. They used like a soldering iron, branded
That's
people.
That's right.
And I feel like we are like the first 30 minutes of that podcast, you know, like...
Yeah, I see.
You know
that.
What, you know what I mean?
Like,
what, I
feel we're like, branding people tonight?
I feel like this.
Who's in?
You know,
ass is out.
This is the bit of wild, wild country where you're going, yeah, I could live like this.
Yes! Yes!
Before they start going, you can only fuck this person and you've got to all have guns. I feel like that's the next episode.
You could
of this
only
podcast.
Fuck this person. That would definitely be the rule. If it were cult, I'd be the woman who runs the business affairs and does the like defense PR.
Yeah.
And you would be there. The guru.
Just there.
The guru who buys.
Not to do gun stuff, but I was thinking about
it. I think leave it there.
No, because everyone's like, oh, like kids shouldn't play with guns.
I'd love to see the other side of the argument.
but where does the water gun fit in with that argument?
Oh, it's a good point,
actually.
Because
a summer's
not
a summer without a water gun or a water grenade.
Water balloon, then.
Yeah,
that's a water grenade.
Yeah, why would you just call it a water balloon?
Because it's more fun to be a grenade. You know, when you play English versus Germans, you fall. Let's stop and play football. Like, all the fun stuff that you do. Kid stuff. Family, back me up. Okay.
Even they were like, fuck no, absolutely fucking not.
Sorry, advice you
so
want to
do. So very
that.
Quick, but then okay. Easy, quick to regret.
Yes.
And Ben?
I'm sorry, you're talking faster than I can speak.
They're
what
to
was
it.
The question?
What kind of advice do you give?
Wait, I swear you were asking me about a water gun. What the fuck is happening?
You didn't know.
You missed it. The train's gone. Get the next one. Here it is. What kind of advice do you give? Choo choo.
Could I ask if the, like, you know, like, you're all obviously big Trusty Hogs fans. You know, yeah, of course. It's a brilliant podcast. I've never, up until this point, understood what that, like, half speed listening thing.
Laugh at that. You're an outsider.
On a podcast, yeah, it's for. Now I know exactly what it is. It's for you. It's designed just for this podcast, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if this is great value for money.
Really, you're going to get 4 hours of entertainment in this 1 hour.
You know how some people listen to podcasts to go to sleep? Ours is very much like, you're awake! Good morning! It's happening, the day's here, let's go!
The world's ending, why are you sad? We're sad!
So what kind of advice do you give, Ben?
And the water guns.
But... what I like is you started the word bad, you went, no, not bad. Good, no, not good, not either. Good.
Somewhere in between. In average.
Yeah, average.
Average advice.
Great.
Straight
advice
down the middle.
On delay. Yeah. Okay, good. Well, listen, let's give it a whirl. Andrew, you got a problem for us?
This is going real good.
I think so. It's only good. Halfway through.
Oh, shit. We need to speed up. You need to focus.
We need to speed up. Oh. Helen, mate, please.
No, but I've still got my history of Guy Fawkes. It was the Catholics. There, I said it.
Yeah.
And I've got more on that.
Hi, Andrew.
Hello. So there's four topics for you to choose from. Oh God, so we've got a wedding problem.
Boys will choose.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's speak.
We have to be polite.
I'm being polite.
Oh my God. So bad at sharing. Okay, wedding. Ooh.
A wedding problem.
Yeah. Okay.
A divorcing parents problem.
Ooh.
Yeah, yes, that one.
Not the one you wrote in.
That one.
Next.
A teenage romance problem or starting stand up problem.
No, we don't want the last one, do we?
No.
Ben? What do you think?
I'm leaning towards wedding, I think. Yeah.
Let's go wedding.
I think it's a great choice. All right, because wedding, please.
This is good, actually, because Clarky, you've been engaged for... How long have you been engaged for?
Oh, we don't need to go into that.
How long?
A couple of years.
That's fine.
How many?
2 years.
Yeah, but pandemic, that's fine.
Yeah, that's
not fine.
Are you planning a big wedding, like an underwater one or something?
Yeah. I think there's going to be loads of seals. You'll love it.
That was Trusty Hogs, yeah. So that was us on stage with Trusty Hogs. I'll tell you now, that was the episodes they put out on their main feed are in the studio, but they still have that same manic energy. I'll say that much. So you got a real good taste of what the Hogs are all about. If you like it, then get to wherever you get your podcasts, you know, Acast or Spotify or Apple Pods or any of those places, and download. Start listening today, because Trusty Hogs really is an absolutely fantastic podcast. Can't recommend it highly enough. Get along to that. We're going to be back next Tuesday with a brand new episode, our final episode of the year. It's going to be a festive house meeting.
Oh, lovely. Cannot wait.
So get your mince pies ready, leave out a carrot for the reindeer, and get ready to enjoy a very fun house meeting next week. Cheers, everyone. Bye. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.